I'm so excited. I just can't hide it. I'm about to lose control and I think I like it. Versus, I'm so bored. I don't have anything to do. My life is just very ordinary. It's very average. Here's a really interesting question. How do we make sure that every single day is great? I think that's the ultimate question because we don't know how long we're going to be living for. But one of the things about living in the country is you have to learn to live with patience because things don't happen when you want them to. And you have to have a very long attention span. Now, it's a very confrontational topic, attention, because there are a lot of, we call them diseases now, attention deficit disorder, where you don't have the ability to concentrate for long periods of time, where you're hyperactive for a short period of time, and then you go into a downward spiral. There's a lot of that diagnosis going on in the world. So, this is a very personal story. If those diagnoses were around when I was in school, I'm sure that I would have been diagnosed with one of those particular syndromes because I had a very short attention span in school. I was really bored. I was really naughty. I didn't like what I was learning. The really interesting change to that is I started teaching group exercise when I was 13 years of age, absolutely loved it, knew that was going to be my career path for the rest of my life. And since then, I've been studying, learning, training, educating every single day for long periods of time. My attention span is enormous now. I can listen to a podcast, I can listen to a university lecture, I can listen to or read a book on anatomy and physiology for hours on end, and I find it fascinating and interesting. There's a simple side note there. We have a lot of social media where we're sharing with our kids seem to be sharing with us that they have very short attention span because they're swiping really quickly. They watch a very short video of something on a social media platform and it might be 10 seconds or 5 seconds or 11 seconds and they're on to the next thing. A lot of the research is showing that our attention span for each individual site that we go to on social media is very short. But the reverse of that is that podcasts with people talking about life or analysing situations or researching or discussing or brainstorming, they are unlimited amounts of time. Some podcasts are going for 2 and 3 hours. Now, a lot of those podcasters will break that podcast up into short periods of time, but ultimately they're a very long podcast. So here's my very personal question for you. If you don't study well, if you don't learn well, if you're not interested, if you don't have a high attention or a long attention span, is it possible that it's something that either you're not interested in or you need to train your brain? Have we trained our brain, got our brain into the habit of not paying attention because we're bombarded with so many exciting bells and whistles from social media? It's like, what's the next exciting thing that's coming? Versus this really important question. What is important to you? What do you want your tomorrow to look like? What do you want your future to look like? What do you want your life to be like? When you look back over your life, what do you want to be able to say? I did this, I went there, I achieved that, I learnt this, I got qualified in this particular thing. And isn't that what goal setting is all about? Because if I have a goal, if I've got a focus, if I've got a passion, and then I focus on that every single day versus I get distracted by all the bells and whistles of all the different things going on in the world. And that's the interesting thing about really successful people. And they will share this with you, they share it with me. It's been a personal experience of mine. When you are genuinely passionate about something and you really want it to work for you, it's very easy to have a long attention span. But is it possible that our kids, who now have very short attention spans, might need to be trained into that? So the question I'm asking is this. What do you want to do with your life? Are you excited about, passionate about, want to do something with your life? And if that's the case, why would you let somebody take focus off that? Could it be a really good idea to turn social media off? How long has it been since you went a whole day without scrolling through social media? And it's one of those things where that's where attention gets broken, isn't it? Because that's interesting and that's interesting and that's interesting, and just swipe on through versus this is what's exciting to me. And that's one of the things I do I'm very disciplined with my social media. I have chosen the topics and the things that I'm interested in, and I only want to be fed those things. I don't go by what the platform feeds me. I have customized my feed to make sure that I'm getting anatomy, physiology, the endocrine system, the central nervous system, marketing, business, so that the things that are thrown at me are things that I'm really interested in. And then if I start something, I finish it. I don't waste my time doing something that's not going to add value to my life. And that's probably the ultimate question. Are you doing what adds value to your life? And then would it be very easy to have a long attention span? And of course, the answer is yes. And then do you need to train yourself to have a long attention span? And could that be called discipline? And discipline is, of course, doing what you should do when you should do it, even if you don't feel like it. That's one of those great definitions. But we know what we should do, and we know when we should do it. It's just if I don't feel like it. So if you're thinking to yourself, I don't feel like this, and one of the things that comes up at our house quite regularly, Kayman works with small children teaching them martial arts. The most powerful tool for a child, I think for everybody, for small adults and adults, is to be able to protect yourself, defend yourself, have discipline, have the courage to fight, have the strength and physical ability to look after yourself, and the mental toughness to be disciplined. That's all about martial arts. But a lot of parents, if their child says, oh, I don't feel like going to martial arts today, they say, okay, well, we can stay at home. And Kayman uses the great analogy. If your child said to you, well, I don't feel like brushing my teeth today, I don't feel like eating food today, I don't want to go to bed today, I don't want to go to school today, is that something you would accept? If we want our kids to have a long attention span, is it possible that we need to be the living example of that? So be passionate about something, be successful at your life, and then live the example for our kids so that they want to have a long attention span so they can be successful. And that's one of the beautiful things when a child finds their passion. When an adult finds their passion, you can spend hours and hours and hours being focused on the same thing. I get lost in the human body for hours on end. I can listen to the endocrine system and the central nervous system for hours on end because it fascinates me and I want to learn how the human body works. So what are you passionate about? What do you want your life to look like? And then focus on that with 100% attention so that you really can live your life to the max. Super duper doo, how are you living your life to the max? Woohoo!